This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 128 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are now in the month of February, which is, of course, Black History Month. And we are going to be doing what we did last year, shining a light on some action films with black lead actors. And this time, we even got a woman thrown in for this month. So adding a little bit more diversity to our list. And the first one we're going to be doing is a little movie from 2014, starring the great, amazing Denzel Washington. It's called The Equalizer. Alex, I mean, I know you've seen it. This is not a first time watch. Yeah. But when's the last time you saw it?
Last time? Yeah. Like 3 years ago? 3 years. So around there. When two came out, then mm-hmm. I was, let me watch one and then into two. So
yeah. I feel like it's probably around the same. Like, I know I've seen it a handful of times, maybe like three or four times, but I don't remember when it was, but I've seen it multiple times.
Yeah.
So this was like a multiple time rewatch for me and for you as well. So, of course, directed by Antoine Fuqua, who we just did a movie of not that long ago with Shooter. Now he's back with a Denzel movie, Training Day. He also directed that. So we're going to let you know if this is it's a different movie than Training Day. But we're going to let you know if it's worth it. But before we do that, we do a little bit of box office numbers and do a little bit of Rotten Tomatoes scores. And then we'll get into our review. So, Alex, how did this movie do at the box office back in 2014?
All right. So let's check out the box office numbers. Equalizer from 2014. Domestic, $101 million. International, $90 million. For a worldwide total of $192 million on a budget of $55 million.
Pretty good.
Domestic opening of $34 million. That's not bad.
All right, pretty good. No, well, yeah. Clearly enough for a sequel. So the studio was happy. It's the only sequel that Denzel's ever done. So he signed back on. Okay, so the reception was pretty good at the box office. How was it with the critics and the audiences? Well, the critics mostly liked it, but not heavy, 60%. So it is certified fresh, just barely with the 60%. A little more than half. Audiences seem to like it a little bit more, 76%. So 3 out of 4 people you talk to like The Equalizer. Mm. Audience, I see that. I get that vibe when you talk to people about this movie in general.
Yeah, I mean, this movie is a movie that when you bring it up, people will be like, oh, this is one of the best, you know, not one of the best of Denzel, but it's up there with the Malcolm X and the Training Day and, you know, his other acolytes that he did acting-wise.
Everybody I talk to who has seen it likes it. I'll put it that way. I don't know a lot of people who, like, hate The Equalizer. Even my dad likes it, and he's not even a big movie guy. He likes The Equalizer. He likes revenge movies. So he's into this. He's into John Wick. Yeah, he likes like 8 movies, and this is one of them. So, all right. But before we take those numbers, we throw them out. Me and Alex are going to give you our take on The Equalizer. We're going to start, of course, with the lead character. Forget his name, Robert something. And he is, of course, played by Denzel Washington. Alex, please take it away.
All right. So Denzel plays I'm going to call him Equalizer, but it's Robert. That's what they call him. I think he has a real name, but I think Robert's is like alias. So no one can know his real name. I liked him. He's really good in this movie. Now, remember, this is a TV show that they remade into a movie.
Robert McCall, by the way.
Huh?
Yeah. Robert McCall.
Okay. Yeah. Robert McCall. But so this was a TV show that turned into a movie. So again, I don't know the history of the TV show. I bet your dad would know. I liked him. He's very on point. You could see that he's very OCD with his stuff. It has to be on, you know, everything has to be precisely done. Very strong will. Very loyal to his country. You could see he doesn't want to be bothered. The guy lives a normal life. He's working at a Home Depot. I'm just going to call it Home Depot. I really don't know what it is.
That's but what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's a Home Depot. Every day he goes to this little diner. He meets Michaela Grace. Oh, what's her name?
No, Chloe Grace Moretz.
Someone would agree. That character. And they form a bond. So to me, I was like, oh my God, this is Man on Fire. I was like, this is pretty cool. There's another type of movie Denzel did that we reviewed here on this channel. And I liked it. And look, when it starts to kick up, that character switches from normal to badass. And that's what I'm talking about. I love characters that switch the button and say, don't push me, sir, because you're about to get the badass button flipped. And he did it. He did it. I said, he takes the napkin. He put the tea in the water. He said, Poppy, please, because the badass button is gonna be ignited, and you don't want that. And the guy was, oh man,
don't push me, sir.
Don't push me, sir, until I finish this tea, because the badass guy is about to come out. Yes. And we got it. I gave him the whopping 5. There is no, for the ass whipping switch,
yeah,
for strong character, demanding, yo, the screen, when he's on screen, I love it. 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 5.
Yeah. You made a good point. And this is the thing. This is an action movie podcast. Yeah. And when you want to talk about a great lead character in an action movie, this is it. This is it right here. And you cannot see, here's the thing. When you have Denzel as your lead, you don't have to worry about the acting. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be perfect. Denzel, to me, is a perfect actor. Yep. He does not make mistakes. He does not play a role incorrectly. If anything, it's in your writing and the way you're characterizing that character. But it ain't going to be in the portrayal. Denzel is money in the bank. So he's an automatic 5. So now at this point, all you have to do is write a good character. And they did. I love this guy. He's, you know, he got to give him some backstory. You know, he's like a military guy. He had a wife. She died. She was reading the books. So he's reading the books. It's a little sad, right? You add that little bit of sadness to him, but he's friendly with all his, everyone loves him at his job. They're all like, hey, what, you know, we were talking about you. And he's like, I used to be a pip. And he starts dancing and he's helping, he's helping the fat guy lose weight so he could become a security guard. And I think the purpose of the show was kind of what happens at the end of the movie where like people who needed help, he would like help. He's the equalizer. He'd make it a level playing field, that whole type of thing. So he takes on this kind of case, I guess, of the girl on his own. He's just like, hey, and the thing I love about Denzel as an actor, and I like the character aspect of it, but him, he makes these relationships non-creepy at all. It's never, you know, sometimes if in the wrong hands, it could seem like, oh, why is this old guy hanging out with this young girl? Never with them. You never get that vibe in Man on Fire. You don't get it here. It's almost like a dad, a very fatherly, you know, type thing. And I love it. Who doesn't want to see a good bond? And then when you mess with the person that he's bonded with, he stabs you in the eye, he stabs you in the mouth, he shoots you in the, like, oh my gosh, when it's time to get action, Denzel goes action. I love him. I love the character. It's beautiful. 5 out of 5 for me as well. Okay, main villain.
Okay, so now this dude is a Russian assassin that works for this Russian dude. I don't know his name, but he's from Russia. And he is sent here because my man Denzel gave the whooping. We're going to talk about that in action scene.
Yeah.
But he came here to investigate who this, you know, killed that, this little group that had the stripper girl. I don't know what her name is. I forgot. I should have wrote it down. The character of Grace.
I just call it Grace. Yeah.
So he's here to investigate. He's going through
Alina.
All these,
that's her name.
Alina. So he's going through all these organizations in New York. I guess it's in New York or some town. And he's just killing these people.
Boston.
Yeah, he's going there and he has like a dirty cop and he's with a dirty cop looking for Denzel's character. And he's like, this has to be in a professional, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, wow. But then he gets a little badass too. And I was like, I kind of like this Russian. I was like, kind of different from other movies that we do. It's always the guy who at the end, he's eating like a steak and he's like, you're not going to do nothing to me. And next thing you know, he shoots him in the head and then we like, this dude sucks.
Right.
No, this guy get down and dirty. The only thing I will say is that the ending wasn't a fight. It wasn't that I wanted the equalizer versus the Russian, but we didn't get that. Honestly, but it doesn't deduct a point. I gave him a 4 because he was strong. Yeah. He was menacing when he came on the scene. He killed everyone that was connected to these people and the girl, Alina. So I gave him a 4.
You know what's pretty funny? I got the same exact score. I liked him. Yeah. I think he's a good villain. You know, it's sometimes it's great when you can have, it's rare. We haven't had many. Well, I haven't. And I don't, you either, really, where you get a 5 and a 5. It's hard to do. And sometimes you get a 4 lead and a 5 villain or a 5 lead and a 4 villain. It's very rare you get a 5 and a 5. He's very good, though. He's very good. I agree with you. There's no one-on-one moment. That would have been, to me, it would have been very 80s style if they went full-on bad guy versus good guy fighting. And this movie didn't have that vibe. It felt almost more like a 70s type film. Yeah. And I know the show is older. But, you know, slower paced. When the action kicks in, it's very modern, right? It's very bloody and stuff like that. Plus, I love, you know, like all the Home Alone booby traps. But we'll get that into action. But I liked him. He freaking choked out that girl. That was sad. I was like, oh, shoot, she's going to die. He's being all nice to her.
Yeah.
And he just like chokes her out. I was like, no. And he beats the crap out of that other dude in the trailer. So it's not like he don't get his hands dirty. He gets his hands dirty and he's an ex-military guy. They say he was trained in Spetsnaz or whatever. And yeah, Spetsnaz, that's the Russian military. And so it's not like he's an untrained buffoon who's just telling people what to do. He's telling people what to do, but also can kill you and will kill you if he has to. He just can't kill my man, Robert McCall. So all in all, I think he's a very, very good villain. He's intimidating, menacing. That's what you want. You could feel his like his energy is like, okay, this guy is he's not one to mess with, right? And he's not an old man who's just bossing people around. He's got henchmen. He hates them all pretty much. He's like, y'all suck. He does stuff by himself. He's in there at the Home Depot at the end with a gun walking around just like everyone else. So I always like that. I give him a 4 as well. Action.
All right. So action. Now, it's not much action in this movie. People think this is Equalizer, is like straight nonstop from here to there. This is not an action movie, typical action movie.
Yeah.
But the quality of action outweighs the quantity of action. Ooh. I went straight Spock on people.
That's right.
Oh my God. Yeah, I went over with the quality. When Denzel flips the badass switch, that's what you got. Corrupt cops, ass whooped. You got, you know, the guy who stole the ring, got their asses kicked. They didn't show it, but my man grabbed the hammer and you knew he did something to that guy.
He just brings the sledgehammer back. I want to know what happened to that guy.
Yeah, so pretty much you knew something. He did something devilish to get that lady's ring back. The ending, the last 20 minutes, is just straight action sequence. And I agree, very Home Alone-ish there. I'll let you talk about that more. To me, it felt very Last Blood when he sets up the cave.
Yeah, that's also Home Alone in the cave.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool though. It was cool. He knew his surroundings, so he knew the store. And I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. But my scene is when he goes to the Russian bar. Oh yeah. He said, I'm gonna give you $10,000 or $5,000.
Like $9,600 or something.
Yeah,
like
it was like some low number. And the guy's like, he's like, no. He goes, I'll do it for a month. And then she'll go back working for me. And he didn't like that. And then he, you know, calculated. He was like,
he locks. When he locks the door,
you knew something was going to happen. It was like, oh, man. Bad. He gave the whooping of all whipping. And I love action movies where the hero in his mind just would be like, I could do this in like 20 seconds. He hits the clock and then he went over and he went.
He's like, mine is nine.
I love that. You know, Jack Reacher does it in the book. He doesn't do it in the movie, but in the book, I read the first book. Jack Reacher does that. When he goes into a room, he will analyze everything and he'll know how long it will take for that guy to step in front of him and do this. It's really awesome. So hopefully the TV show does that. But action is a 5. The quality of action, the way it flows with the story is so awesome. And the way he tortured the Boston cop. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, with the car?
Not even an action scene that he tortured him. I had to throw that in the action. That's a point up, man. He made that dude.
Stranger Things.
5.
He gets choked out with 5. The car.
Yeah.
You know what I love about this? Bloody. I love bloody action. Give me any day of the week. Give me some blood, bro. Like I love horror movies. So I'm for, you know, gory stuff. And I wouldn't call this movie gory, but it's bloody and it's brutal. And sometimes it's more realistic that like in real life, if you did some of these things to a person, this probably how it would look. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you stick a corkscrew through someone's bottom of their chin, it will probably go into their mouth. And it's a gnarly looking thing, but guess what? That's how it would look. If you take a guy's eye out, you know, with a freaking shot glass, that's how it will look. I love it. Give me more of that. Lots of blood, brutal. This is R-rated and I appreciate it. With all the PG-13 movies we get, sometimes good for an R-rated movie that's not afraid to show the violence. Yeah, I don't think it's gratuitous. Yeah, I don't think it's gratuitous. I think it's accurate and right on. I love the Home Alone scene. I call anything with booby traps is Home Alone to me. So yeah, I love the Home Depot, Home Alone Depot. He just freaking got like blow torches set up. He puts the cans in the microwave and as soon as they turn the power on, them things just explode. I love it. I love when he catches the guy up on the wire. Like everything. I love everything he does. I love that whole scene because he's one man and they got like 10 guys and you gotta do what you can do when you're 1 versus 10. My man knows how to equalize the situation. Oh, he makes it even. I love the fight with the big dude. I'm like, oh, this big dude is like taking a beating. And but he's smart. He outsmarts him. And the thing with the Denzel, even though he's a little older in this, it's believable. He doesn't do anything that someone his age couldn't do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of hand to hand. It's nothing. He's not jumping over buildings and flying out of helicopters. He fights hand to hand. And he like, you know, anybody can climb into a shelf. Anybody can like punch a dude. You know what I mean? So it works. They know we're not, it's not over the top. I think that's the key. And I think that speaks to what you're talking about of the quality. They don't go over the top. It stays somewhat realistic, maybe slightly more heightened, but mostly realistic. I thought it was great. But you're right. There's not a ton. I did give it a 4. I think it's really, really, really good. But yeah, it's I agree with all your points as well. So, okay, storyline.
Okay, so story, I gave it a 4. The storyline is good. There were some points that were slow. I'm not going to lie. There's certain points that had a slow peak, but it gave you a lot. And I think it was a well-balanced between the action, storyline, and then Denzel carried the entire movie. For me, it was the whole hospital scene when he went to visit Amelia. I felt like there was kind of slow when he meets the other girl and she's like, oh, telling him whatever. I think they could have did it in a different way for me. But yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not a screenwriter, but I felt like there was some slow parts. But other than that, like I said, it flowed very well. It's not like it didn't. I love he takes the bus. He doesn't have a car. So, you know, he knows his surroundings. And I was like, this is actually pretty cool. And, you know, at the end, he kind of sucks because he just leaves. He doesn't even say bye to his friends. He just breaks out.
Right.
It's not like he's like, oh, later.
Yeah.
But I love that he helped the fat guy to lose weight. So it's like he was very determined to help others. And that's what the whole point of the show is. I guess he equalized like the 18.
Yeah.
When you need help, he's there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I gave it a 4. For me, I agree. There are some moments where it is a bit slow. For me, the part where he goes to visit his friend, Melissa Leo and Bill Pullman.
Yes.
Like, get out of this house already. Like, I get why it's there. And I like the characters that they established there. But it also went on like a little bit too long. The middle part where he's like, I think they were trying to pay homage to the show by showing that he's helping all these people. Like, he helps the lady with the ring and he helps this person and he helps this. Like, he does a couple of little like side jobs, but they weren't really important to the main storyline. I think that was more so for fans of the show so they could see, oh, you know, on the show, you know, every week maybe he helps someone different. And this is kind of an homage to that. So I feel like they had to stick to the rules of maybe the show a little bit. They could have cut about 20 minutes out of this movie, honestly. And it would have been the same movie, like the same overall storyline. The main storyline I love with everything with the Russians. And I love when he shows up at the dude's house at the end. That was great. I really like the diner scene where the construction worker comes in. And he's like, hey, is it just you or are we waiting for somebody else? And the guy's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, look at your hands. They're too soft. I know you're not a construction worker, blah, blah. But the way he's like, he ain't scared. Like, bro, is it just you? Or because if it's just you, I'm probably going to kill you. Yeah, I enjoy the storyline a lot. Could have cut a little bit. Could trim the fat a little bit.
Yeah,
so I give it a 4. Yeah, I give it a 4. All right, overall.
Overall, I gave it a 4. I could have went 4.5, a 4. I went 4, a strong 4. Yeah. You know what? 4.5. It's a really good movie. Honestly, if you really think about it, because I was thinking about it now, Denzel led this movie and he is such an amazing actor. You're so right. He is not a creepy dude. He doesn't even kiss her till the ending of the movie. She kisses him in the cheek.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, actually, no. When she went, when she said bye, Robert, when he went in the car, remember? He was about to turn on that switch. And he went, wait, let me back up.
He just smiles at the guy when he gives him the card.
Yeah. He's like, you could have any other girl, but not this later. Girl. Not this girl. Yeah. And I was just like, holy crap. But in terms of, so I said 4.5, I think solid script all the way around. The action sequences are so good. I agree with you, him meeting the friend for the senator or whatever.
Yeah.
That was so slow. Him going to the hospital was slow. But I guess it was necessary. And then Melina, the actress, she is so good. She is so good with anything she does. She was very well. She had chemistry with Denzel. That's great when you have someone that could just feed off each other on screen. That works so well. 4.5 for me.
Yeah. So I remember when I saw this movie the first time, I feel the same way about it every time I watch it. It's a 4 for me, like a solid 8 out of 10 movie. I think it's a really good movie. I think it works both as an action film. And if you're not like a big time action movie person, it works as a good, it's a good story. Like, it's intriguing. The whole, it's not really a mystery, but the whole cat and mouse between him and the Russians, and a good cast. Melissa Leo, Bill Pullman, Denzel, David Harbour, Chloe Grace Moretz. And the main villain, his name is Martin, I don't know, it's Sakis, I don't know, he's foreign. He's really good. He's really good, and I've seen him in a bunch of stuff. He's always good in everything he does, except Amazing Spider-Man 2. He was horrible in that. But everything else, he's really good. I like him. He's intimidating. He's but yeah, I just love I don't think I'm biased, but Denzel is my second favorite actor of all time. And like I said, he's a five in everything. I could watch the man work. So is every movie he's in the best? No, but is he always great in it? Yes. And this is no exception. 4 overall for me. So what's your total points?
22.5.
We're close. I'm at a 21 out of 25. The Equalizer is a fantastic film. If you haven't seen it yet, for some reason, do yourself a favor and watch it. Now, moving on to what's coming up. Next episode, we got a special bonus episode for you. The next franchise we're going to be tackling is Superman. So pretty much anything with Superman in the title, we will be reviewing. That's the 4 Christopher Reeve movies, the Superman Returns, and then the 2 Man of Steel and Batman vs. Superman. We're going to be covering all those over the next, 7 weeks? Yeah. So that should be a lot of fun. And then we will continue with Black History Month with our, we're just going to double up and do Equalizer 2, because who wants to do just a part one and then never ever watch the other one? So that, and then down the line, we got Gemini Man, Will Smith, and a little bit of Catwoman, Halle Berry. So looking forward to finally, I've never even seen the whole movie. I've only seen parts because I can never get through it, but now I will. I do it for the show. So that's what we got coming up down the line.
There you go, guys. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, you can go to www.youtube.com/levelsofgeeks. You can follow us also on Twitter at Levels of Geeks. Other than that, that's your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.